Adelphi News, 1 o'clock, I'm Icarus Ye. The teenage killers of schoolgirl Brianna Jai have been named as Scarlett Jenkinson and Eddie Radcliffe earlier today. Our reporter Matthew Constantine has more on the developing trial.
Scarlett Jenkinson, for the first time, has admitted to stabbing Brianna Jai. Dina here, KC, from the prosecuting, told Manchester Crown Court the 16-year-old had been seen by a psychiatrist after she was convicted of murder last December and made admissions. Miss Heer said at the time of the killing, she had in fact administered stab wounds herself.
The sentencing will be this afternoon at Manchester Crown Court. The CPS has confirmed Adil Azadi, the man wanted in connection with an alkaline attack in South London on Wednesday, was convicted of a sex offence in 2018. Police says injuries sustained by a woman and her 3-year-old daughter could be life-changing. Labour's Darren Jones says it's proof of the asylum system has failed under the government.
It's right that we support people when they need that support, but if people have failed to have their asylum granted, they should be returned to their origin that they came from. And that's one of the reasons that hotel use is still so high in the UK, where the government is paying for hotel rooms for asylum seekers who should be returned home.
Progress in UK cancer survival is now slower than it has been for 15 years, according to a new report. The study published on Friday found cancer waiting times across the country are amongst the worst on the record. Too many cancers are diagnosed at a late stage and access to treatment is unequal. Figures show that cancer remains the leading cause of death in the UK, causing 25% of all deaths. In sports, the January football transfer window closed at last night as Blackburn Rovers made a club record sale in midfielder Adam Wharton, who made the move to Crystal Palace for a fee rising to £22.5 million. A cloudy day and murky time around the coast, with period of rain and drizzle. A windy day particularly among the coast and around hills. Melbourne on Thursday with a maximum temperature of 11 degrees. That's the weather. That's for now. See you at 10.